This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival, Bobi Wine, has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Uganda's Electoral Commission said Saturday President Yoweri Museveni won a sixth term. Supporters took to the streets to celebrate, but officials are still struggling to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Challenger Bobi Wine, a singer-turned lawmaker, calls the results fraudulent. He's holed up in his home, fearful for his life, but spoke publicly Friday.
We have certainly won this election, and we've won it by far. General Museveni and his small clique of oppressors are trying yet again to impose themselves on the people of Uganda.
But Museveni says not so.
This may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa calls the election fundamentally flawed. I'm Julie Walker.
President-elect Joe Biden says science will always be at the forefront of his administration, so he's elevating the post of science advisor to cabinet level. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Eric Lander, a pioneer in mapping the human genome, is in line to direct the Office of Science and Technology Policy and serve as science advisor. Biden's also retaining Dr. Frances Collins as director of the National Institutes of Health, and he's naming two prominent female scientists to co-chair the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. Caltech's Frances Arnold, who won the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, and MIT Vice President for Research Maria Zuber. Biden says the team will ensure everything his administration does is grounded in science, facts, and the truth. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The Brazilian jungle state of Amazonas received more emergency supplies of oxygen and respirators Saturday as the military and neighboring Venezuela scrambled to alleviate an unfolding humanitarian crisis caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. The Air Force said it had evacuated 12 patients from hospitals in the state capital, Manaus, to the northern city of São Luís overnight, with hospitals at the breaking point with no oxygen supplies and overflowing intensive care wards. Mass graves were dug in Manaus during the first wave of the pandemic last year. Harrowing scenes are again emerging in the second wave of doctors and relatives running out of supplies and equipment while trying desperately to keep patients alive. On Saturday, Brazil reported more than 1,000 virus-related deaths for the fifth day in a row. Cities, towns, and villages across France were practically empty Saturday night as residents stayed home and businesses shut to observe a nationwide curfew intended to help stem the spread of the coronavirus. The government is particularly worried by the more transmissible variant first detected in Britain, which now accounts for about 1% of new cases. In addition, beginning Monday, anyone traveling to France from outside the European Union will have to show a negative test result and self-isolate for a week upon arrival. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched on Saturday one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
India launched one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns through video conferencing on Saturday, aiming to bring the pandemic under control. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed health workers.
India is going to start the world's largest vaccination drive. I congratulate the countrymen for this.
Modi will not immediately take the vaccine himself, as India is initially prioritizing 30 million nurses, doctors, and others on the front line. About 270 million over 50s or those deemed high risk will follow. India has reported the highest number of coronavirus infections after the United States.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan.
And we're in the press count. Engine start.
NASA's deep space exploration rocket, built by Boeing, briefly ignited all four engines of its behemoth core stage for the first time Saturday. The engine test was a vital step for the space agency and its top SLS contractor, Boeing, before a debut unmanned launch later this year under NASA's Artemis program, the Trump administration's push to return U.S. astronauts to the moon by 2024. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.